This is week number 10, making a presentation. Now, here's a mistake that a lot of times we make when we make a presentation. We don't have to sell our customers the food in our warehouse. We don't have to sell it. We don't have to go in and say, this is a ribeye steak, and here's where it comes from. We don't have to go in and say, this is a mop, and this is how you use it. We don't have to go in and say, this is a green bean, and this is how it grows, and this is what it's all about. Because they already know that. They probably know more about the products than we do, because they only use a handful of products, and they are experts in those products, and we're using all of these. So if we go in and base our presentation on products, we're basing it on the wrong thing. Because they're already buying that product. We don't have to sell them anything unless we're giving a new item to a, you know, an existing customer and bringing it to their attention, where we have to give them a few of the benefits of it. But for the most part, we don't have to sell them the products. What do we do have to sell them? We have to sell them on why they should buy it from me. That's what we have to, that's what we have to focus on. And I got a, my son is a, he's a contractor, carpenter, wood artist. The guy can do, build anything. He can create anything. And I'm over at his house, and he made this coffee table out of a stump. I mean, it's beautiful. A nice piece of glass on the top of it, and it's a stump that he had cut off perfectly. And I'm looking that thing over, and I think, wow, that is really something. And I'm looking down underneath, and I notice that there's kind of a shape of a little face on that stump. And I say, hey, look at that. I said, there's a face there. He said, well, I know. I said, well, what is that? He said, that's a wood spirit. I said, a wood spirit? He said, yeah, a lot of the trees have wood spirits in them. I mean, this is blowing me away, because I was trying to make a little marketing piece, that because he was building some furniture and things, and we wanted to sell it, so I was going to make a little marketing piece to say, what are we different? How do we differentiate our stuff from everybody else's? So I look at that. So then I go to Google, and I look up wood spirit. And you know what a wood spirit is? Way back in the olden days, when they would go into the forest, into the woods, they would pick one of the big trees, and they would knock on the tree and wake up the wood spirit, and the wood spirit would bring them luck on the hunt. Think of that. So you ever hear knock on wood? Well, that's what you're doing. You're waking up the wood spirit so it'll help you on the hunt. And I'm thinking, man, that is the neatest thing. Now we have a desk that you can buy that will double your sales. All you have to do is knock on it in the morning before you leave, and that wood spirit will be with you all day. bring you luck. So isn't that something that has a wood spirit in there? Well, let's look at you, and let's look at your business. See, you don't want to sell the product. You want to sell the spirit of your company. And what is the spirit of your company? It's you and what you can bring to the table. You are the spirit, and you make all the difference. So when you go in and you make a presentation, if I like you, if you do things for me that nobody else will do, if you help me make more money, you're bringing that your spirit to the table, and we can certainly do some business. So when you're going in to make your presentation now, you know it's going to be focused on something different. See, here is the thing that makes all the difference in the world.